Bosses can ask, but workers don't have to tell. That's the legal advice on whether employees have to disclose if they've had the COVID jab or not. MBIE has developed guidelines based on current legislation to help both workers and businesses navigate the vaccination issue. An employee can't be forced to get immunised, and they don't have to tell their boss either way. But you might find yourself redeployed to other duties. I asked Brett O'Reilly of the EMA, is it fair to change someone's job because they haven't had a vaccine?
If it means that you're fulfilling your health and safety requirements and you're keeping people safe, you have no choice because a breach of health and safety is a criminal offence. And so I don't think we would want anyone to have to go to jail because they have got somebody in a role that is not vaccinated that has the risk of, I guess, catching COVID and spreading it.
Here's the conundrum, though, right? You can ask them if they've been vaccinated. They're not obliged to tell you either way. So you are what? Making an assumption? You have to work on the assumption that they haven't had a vaccination?
No, so you're right, Lisa. Under the Bill of Rights, people are not required to tell you whether they've had a vaccination. But in those roles which might be at risk, you would be specifying that role, not the person, but someone performing that role, would ideally have a COVID-19 vaccination.
But you're talking about potentially rewriting roles for positions that already exist. If a person wishes to maintain their privacy, well, then they risk having their role rewritten, don't they?
The roles would be only complying with health and safety. So you're not rewriting the role as it is today. You are saying that to perform that role and to meet the health and safety obligations that the company or organisation, government department, health board, or private sector organisation to perform that role according to the health and safety regulations, the person performing that role should ideally be vaccinated. And so that's not really a change from today, except that today we haven't had vaccines available, so it hasn't been an issue. But today, if you're performing that role, you would be required to comply with all the health and safety rules, wearing PPE, all of those things, to be able to do that role. You couldn't do that role if you said, I'm not going to wear PPE.
And the thing is, you then couldn't do that role if you weren't prepared to declare your vaccination status. Do you see the catch-22 that we've got here?
I do. Oh, look, we absolutely see it, and it's going to be tricky, and that's why we've already started that dialogue. You know, people want to make this work. You know, there's a lot of goodwill. You know, no employer is going to set out to unnecessarily discriminate against an employee in this situation. All they're trying to do is make sure that they comply with the health and safety rules, which they're obliged to. I think the bigger question around all of this, which we've started to look at, is what are the health and safety requirements in a workplace? And I think if COVID-19 has taught us anything, it's that our current health and safety regime is probably not quite fit for purpose. It's really about not wanting to kill and injure people in a workplace, but it's not always about wellness and wellbeing, and that's one of the themes that we think we'll need to take up so we can actually anticipate these issues. This won't be the last pandemic. You know, there's also issues with things like influenza and measles and other things that can impact a workplace. So how do we put in place better processes so that this becomes much simpler in the future?
So is health and safety overriding employment law?
No, they sit side by side, but the paramount requirement is health and safety. It's not about people losing their job or losing their employment, but it may require, you know, us to be a little bit agile in the way we develop those solutions. So I don't think anyone listening should be worrying about losing their job, but equally, they should be concerned about wanting to make sure that they comply with health and safety and minimise the chances of anybody getting COVID-19 as a result of them not being vaccinated.
Given that the majority of us don't yet know when we will get a vaccination offered to us, when can you start applying these rules? Because some positions that where you deal with a lot of people. They may be at risk now, but there's no vaccination available to everybody at this point. So when do you start applying the rules?
Well, I think you've highlighted what we think is a really significant issue, and I think you saw that with the chairs of some of New Zealand's largest companies talk about that yesterday, and that is, what is the program? So we've been engaged by government to get involved in supporting vaccination. What we talked about in the most recent workshop we had with them is, what does that program look like? What's the size of the prize? When can people expect to get vaccinated? So I think they are the really salient questions at the moment that businesses and their workers are asking. And I think the sooner we can get some definitive answers from the government, and particularly the Ministry of Health, then the easier we can start to put the parameters around that, because no one likes uncertainty. And what we have at the moment is a situation where there's a lot of information out there, but equally a lot of uncertainty.
Do you feel like you're being left in the dark right now?
I think there are definitely some information gaps around the vaccination program. The Ministry of Health have given us an undertaking that they'll provide that information. So we've raised those concerns with them.
Brett? By when have they given an undertaking to provide that?
We were expecting that information, around now. Obviously, that was before we moved into an alert level 3, and we're pressing hard for it, Lisa. It's really important that we're able to get that message out there.
If a worker has to stand in a queue for an hour to get a vaccination, are you advising your members that that should be paid time and they can go and do it during work?
Yes, we would be encouraging our members to do that.
And that's Brett O'Reilly, who's the Chief Executive of EMA. Checkpoint asked the Ministry of Health how many people have so far refused a vaccine. Its statement says the uptake of vaccinations among border and MIQ workers has been strong, but we have received anecdotal reports that some workers are reluctant to be vaccinated. The vaccination program has only just begun, and we are focusing on informing workers about the vaccine and the vaccination process while providing vaccination opportunities to workers.